This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The number of Americans collecting disability payments has reached a new high of 11 million. For every 13 workers in the United States, one person collects federal disability benefits instead of working. If a new state were formed with all the people collecting disability checks, it would be the eighth largest state in the country. Federal disability checks are supposed to help those physically incapable of supporting themselves. But it is preposterous to think that all 11 million beneficiaries are unable to work. Americans today are no less able than 30 years ago, and workplaces have become more accommodating of disabled employees. Yet since the passage of the Americans with Disabilities Act, the number of people taking federal tax dollars through disability programs has more than doubled. Each month, there are 100,000 more disability claims than there are new jobs created. Disability awards for heart disease and cancer have roughly the same frequency as they did 30 years ago, but benefits for mental illness have increased 177%. It looks like some able-bodied people may be abusing the system. Disability benefits are funded by payroll taxes. Job-creating employers and hard-working employees are bearing the burden. Each misleading disability claim prevents industrious Americans from being able to support their families. The abuse of the federal disability system hurts more than the workforce. It also hurts the severely disabled, who really are incapable of working. The disability program is on track to go broke in 3 years. When it does, many veterans who were severely wounded in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with other legitimately disabled people, will lose their financial stability. Our elected officials need to reform the system so that the available money can be spent on the truly disabled.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at egoforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Hello, friends. It is Monday, July 29th, 2013. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the sunny suburbs of Chicago. I really appreciate you joining me today on RBN for people who can't handle the truth. RBN's website is republicbroadcasting.org. RBN programs now have a new format. RBN is now associated with the Cumulus Media Network's satellite services, which provides a 24/7 satellite channel to RBN on XDS. Cumulus Media Networks has provided XDS receivers to more than 4,000 stations. Each affiliate that has this receiver will now have the capability of broadcasting any RBN program. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit Spingola.com. Another site that I wish to draw your attention to is SpingolaSpeaks.info. One of our listeners created this wonderful site, and I am very grateful for those efforts. During the program, email your questions or comments to comment@spingola.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website, spingola.com, or by going to spingola.chatingo.com. We will not be taking calls today. Our guest today is Wayne from Canada. His websites, actually, they're new websites, so be sure to jot them down. JusticeForGermans.com or JusticeForGermans.com. Either way, you'll get to the right place. Welcome, Wayne.
Well, good morning. Pardon me. Good morning, Deanna. And good day. Good morning to your listeners out there. Nice to be with you.
Well, thank you for joining me.
Well, thanks for inviting me. I appreciate it.
So you have a new website. What prompted this?
Well, it's really it's the same website. And previously, it was just Justice for Germans at WordPress.com, and it's still hosted at WordPress.com. But I now have decided to go ahead and register domain names. It was probably make it a little bit easier for you, Deanna.
So I just wouldn't have to say WordPress. That's okay. Yeah. I did bring up the old site this morning and noted that they are the same. So
it is the same, yeah. And so it just makes it a little bit easier and for people to remember how to find it and without any problems. So that's the basic thing behind it. And then as well as that, I've upgraded my WordPress account as well too, so I'm able to do more things with my site than I'd previously been able to do. So there's a number of things I've actually updated recently on the site. Particularly, if you look in the links section, right from the start, I've compiled quite a long list of related links, of must read articles and ebooks, as well as links to various podcasts and so on. And recently, I I rearranged things a little bit. I made a section specifically just for ebooks, free ebooks that are out there, and I've added quite a few to that collection as well. So you can, when you're on the
so
site,
so you've just
scroll.
been sitting around watching TV lately in the last month or so, right?
No, not at all.
Your feet up eating bonbons?
Oh gosh, no! I can't remember the last time I turned the TV on. Actually, yeah, it's been a long time. But yeah, and lots of new articles. I've just finished a series of articles dealing with the fact that Germany today is still an occupied country. So there's I think four or five of the last posts deal with that topic. And so there's lots to read through there. And yeah, just always got more stuff on the go that I've been working on. And I guess it kind of brings us to our topic, something that seems to come up quite a lot in discussion with people, particularly those who are, you know, uninformed or misinformed. Is the topic of Lebensraum, which is a word that comes up in Hitler's autobiography Mein Kampf, and so I wanted to discuss that a bit because people commonly associate that with the notion of aggressive war, and that Hitler had waged aggressive war as charged in the Nuremberg flying circus trials, as I call them.
Right. Oh, goodness. Those trials were something else.
Yeah, indeed. And this also comes up in conjunction with something called the Hossbach Memorandum. That's Hossbach. And so I want to get into that a little bit. A lot of people still regard that as being a valid piece of evidence against Hitler and the National Socialists. And I will also want to discuss the book Mein Kampf as well a little bit, especially the so-called second book.
Mm-hmm. So which I have a PDF file of that, and I know that you believe that it is fake, or at least doctored, and so
yeah.
it's a questionable as to whether the things in there are accurate or really represented what he thought.
Right, and it's also a matter of understanding the context, and even with the first book, and that's what we're going to start off talking about today, is the first book. People have, you know, a lot of people, you know, have the notion that it's the Bible of National Socialism, and that was somehow the you know, the whole plan is laid out in that book, and that's wrong.
Right. I would hate to think that anything that I wrote at that age would be a blueprint for the rest of my life.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, the book itself, I mean, basically it is just an autobiography at that point in time. He had just been sentenced to prison for 5 years as part of the failed revolt or coup attempt in Bavaria. And so he had been sentenced to 5 years. Now, he didn't serve. I think he only served about 9 months ended up. But he had no way of knowing that at that time.
Sure.
you know,
well, I think considering that he was in there for just 9 months, that he produced quite a tome for just a short period of time, and it certainly shows that he wasn't just sitting around twiddling his thumbs, that he was actually thinking and working through
playing
what,
cards with the guys and playing poker, you know.
Right. Listening to the radio or whatever. I mean,
exactly.
He was actually using his time in a very wise way. And
right. And, you know, you have to understand the word, you know, the title itself, Mein Kampf, it's my struggle. And so what he's it's just his personal, his history, basically. It tells you where he's coming from, his perspective, his background, his family background. It talks about then his time in Austria after the end of the Austro-Hungarian Empire, and his talks about his experiences. He used to go to Vienna and lived in Vienna. He would go to the parliament there. He would observe what was going on in parliament. A lot of excellent things in the book about that, his observations, which are timeless observations as far as parliamentary system of government goes.
Alrighty, we are going to a quick break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
The five self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our Republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lean the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Wayne from Canada. His websites are justiceforgermans.com or justiceforgermans, F-O-R, as opposed to the numeral 4. Justiceforgermans.com. Either way, it's going to work. All right, we were talking about Mein Kampf. I have three versions of Mein Kampf. I have a Ford hard copy, and then I have the one bit given by produced by Hearst and Blackett Limited, And then mm-hmm. I also have the one that that James Murphy translated. Which one
right.
do you prefer?
I go by the James Murphy edition.
Okay.
I haven't read the Ford edition. Now, that was actually a fairly recent translation, as I understand. I haven't got that one. But just to back up for a second there again, with regard to Mein Kampf, one has to, you know, understand, like I said, it is an autobiography, and it goes through his time in Vienna. It goes through, you know, his experiences during the war, and the fallout of World War One, and you know, and so there you get the context of in which Hitler, you know, how he came about as a political force, and you know, what motivated him. And you have to understand the history of, you know, what happened to Germany after World War One with the Versailles Treaty and so on. So he deals extensively with that. And of course, Germany lost a lot of territory after World War One. I believe, you know, around a third of its territory was just hacked off and given away to Poland and the Czechoslovakia, the newly created countries of Czechoslovakia and Poland, and so on. So, you know, this had you know, a huge impact on Germany. As well, Austria ended up, you know, on its own as kind of a rump nation. Which was really, you know, hopeless by itself. And of course, it was also, you know, a German-speaking nation, and culturally, ethnically German. So, you know, that's what people have to understand, what that book is really about. and where his, you know, what was motivating him. And so this is where it comes into this this word Lebensraum, which basically means living space. If you don't want to do a direct translation, James Murphy translated it a little bit differently. But I, regarding the Murphy version, you know, I have taken the opportunity to take, you know, numerous passages, you know, several paragraphs that I thought, you know, were, you know, quite important, and compare them side by side, the original German, as I do speak and read German, and compare them side by side, and I've found Murphy to be very reliable, although it was he was commissioned to translate Mein Kampf by the National Socialist Party. Apparently at the end it was not accepted, and I'm not sure what that reason was, but he had some falling out with them, and then he took off and left, went back to England, and published it on his own in London in 1939. And but generally, I've found it to be a very good translation when I do, you know, side by side comparisons. So this word Lebensraum came up, as I said, in the Nuremberg trials, and a lot of people refer to it in a lot of history books regarding Hitler and the war and so on. And so I wanted to take a couple of sections where it's mentioned in the original, and what's most people refer to as the first book. It was the only book that was authorized to be published. This so-called second book was discovered much, much later after the war, and was never authorized for publication, and there's a lot of reasons, we'll talk about that later, as to why, you know, one has to be careful with that book. But regarding the first book, from Murphy's translation, the word it comes up in on page 115, and he calls it He's talking about territory, where he talks about Laban's realm. Murphy's talking about territory. And he says here, quoting Hitler, nature knows no political frontiers. She begins by establishing life on this globe and then watches the free play of forces. Those who show the greatest courage and industry are the children nearest to her heart, and they will be granted the sovereign right of existence. If a nation confines itself to internal colonization, which other races are perpetually increasing their territorial annexations all over the globe, that nation will be forced to restrict the numerical growth of its population at a time when the other nations are increasing theirs. This situation must eventually arrive. It will arrive soon if the territory which the nation has at its disposal be small. Now, it is unfortunately true that only too often the best nations, or so to speak, more exactly, the only really cultured nations who at the same time are the chief bearers of human progress have decided in their blind pacifism to refrain from the acquisition of new territory and to be content with internal colonization. But at the same time, nations of inferior quality succeed in getting hold of large spaces of colonization all over the globe. The states of affairs which must result from this contrast is the following, and I'll just snip it there. So we're observing, you know, I mean, you have to realize, again, this is 1924. The British Empire is everywhere. It's all across the globe. And it is, you know, they've got their tentacles everywhere. The French have colonies. The French have their own empire. America by that time was forming its own empire. So, you know, this was nothing new. Germany had its own colonies in Southeast Africa, for instance, and these were taken away under the Versailles Treaty. They lost that, along with, as I say, one third of their own territory. A population, I understand, I believe at the time in Germany, of about 80 or 85 million.
Oh, was it that high?
That's what I'm given to understand, yeah.
Well, they lost 27,000 square miles with the Versailles Treaty. And while these other countries were expanding, a reduction had been imposed by the Allies on Germany.
Yeah. So, and this affects what? This affects the ability of the nation to sustain itself. And
exactly.
Right. So, and at the same time, you know, Germany was being kind of frozen out in a lot of ways of the you know, the world market. So, it was a question of Germany's existence.
Alrighty, we are going to a break. We will be back in about 4+ minutes. Be right back.
These annoying collection calls.
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Wayne from Canada. His websites are justiceforgermans.com or justiceforgermans.com. In other words, you can use the numeral 4 or F-O-R. All righty. Let's get back to what we were talking about the colonies and all of that kind of thing.
Right. Well, I just reading from one particular passage. The word Lebensraum comes up only a couple times in that first book, the only authorized version of Mein Kampf. So I want to just read another section here where that word is contained, so we can maybe get a better understanding of what it is that he's talking about here in his own words. And it says here, this is from the Murphy Translation, page 126 to 27. It says, "Now the truth is that the state in itself has nothing whatsoever to do with any definite economic concept or a definite economic development. It does not arise from a compact made between contracting parties within a certain delimited territory for the purpose of serving economic ends. The state is a community of living beings who have kindred physical and spiritual natures organized for the purpose of assuring the conservation of their own kind and to help towards fulfilling those ends which Providence has assigned to that particular race or racial branch. Therein and therein alone lie the purpose and the meaning of a state. Economic activity is one of the main auxiliary means which are necessary for the attainment of those aims. But economic activity is never the origin or purpose of a state, except where a state has been originally founded on a false and unnatural basis. And this alone explains why a state as such does not necessarily need a certain delimited territory as a condition for its establishment. This condition becomes a necessary prerequisite only among those people who would provide and assure subsistence for their kinsfolk through their own industry, which means that they are ready to carry on the struggle for existence by means of their own work. People who can sneak their way like parasites into the human body politic and make others work for them under various pretenses can form a state without possessing any definite delimited territory. This is chiefly applicable to that parasitic nation which particularly at the present time preys upon the honest portion of mankind, I mean the Jews. The Jewish state has never been delimited in space. It has been spread all over the world without any frontiers whatsoever and has always been constituted from the membership of one race exclusively. That is why the Jews have always formed a state within the state. One of the most ingenious tricks ever devised has been that of sailing the Jewish ship of state under the flag of religion and thus securing that tolerance which Aryans are always ready to grant to different religious faiths.
Isn't that brilliant?
Mm-hmm. But the Mosaic Law is really nothing else than the doctrine of the preservation of the Jewish race. Therefore, this law takes in all spheres of sociological, political, and economic science which have a bearing on the main end of the view. So I'll leave it there. So wow. There's quite a contrast there.
Right. He's very definitive in his writing. He explains all the details and very intuitive.
He's very observant, intuitive, very observant.
Yes.
As to how things work and how things, and this was not, necessarily something limited to just Germany. You know, this could be observed previously where, in Austria and in other countries as well. So, and of course, this was long before the creation of the what they call the Jewish state of Israel today.
Right.
So this is, these are the only places where this word Lebensraum comes up. And what he's doing is, he's making a contrast here, that the Germans have their own country or are trying to have their own country where they live, but there's also another people that are living there as well, cohabitating with them.
Right.
Yeah. And there's nothing in there about wanting to take over the world.
That is so funny because Bernard Baruch, that was his deal. He wanted to take over the world. And of course, they're the same people who created the League of Nations and who created the United Nations as that one world entity. And so the League of Nations, in fact, some people called it just another Jewish club, another Jew club. And so It's pretty amazing that they project what they are attempting to do and what they are doing onto the people that they are targeting. And they've been targeting the Germans since 1848.
And arguably long before that.
Sure.
And of course, like I said, you know, the British, look, I mean, the huge British Empire, did they amass that all because people volunteered to give up their countries to them, to give up their sovereignty, to give up their economies, to give up all their goods and services to them just for fun?
Yes.
No, it was all taken by conquest and by blood, by bloodshed, and butchery, barbary, starvation, you know.
One of our listeners has said this a couple times, you know, that there's an old saying that the sun never sets on the British Empire. And he said, see, not even God trusted them. I think it was Joe that said that a couple of times, and that certainly is true.
Sure.
And, well, I suppose. Know, like,
and then, you know, and like I said, the French had their own empire, and America was also, you know, developing its own empire. Already at that point in time, so a lot is being, you know, projected upon Germany at that point in time, and you know there's nothing in Mein Kampf about wanting to take over the world. I think some people, there's one word in there that comes up frequently, and that's called Weltanschauung. I don't want to get too deeply into that, but it's just translated as a world view. And there's nothing, you know, sinister about that. It doesn't mean wanting to take over the world. You know, it doesn't mean new world order. But that's how some people seem to want to interpret it, you know, all the time.
Sure.
Right. So that's going to take us to...
And, of course, another thing. How many people are really going to go into the book, Mein Kampf, and see what he actually said when they can get it easily in bullet points from somebody that's that is demonizing what he said? They're never going to check the original source. They're just going to say,
right.
Yeah, it's in Mein Kampf. He said he wanted to take over the world and,
right.
and
yeah.
All this
exactly.
other stuff.
Exactly. And not only that, Deanna, but this comes up quite a bit, too, and I have to kind of remind people about this. You know, they say, well, I read Mein Kampf and it says blah, 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 blah. Well, and then I have to go, well, wait a minute. Which version did you read? Mm-hmm. Which translation did you read? And can you read the German version? Can you make any kind of comparisons to, you know, what's in the English text of the version that you're reading right now?
Sure.
And
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I shouldn't interrupt you.
Go ahead.
And people say, well, I saw all the bodies. That proves the Holocaust. we've all seen all the bodies. It doesn't prove anything.
Yeah. Right. And other versions, you know, they'll have all these different, you know, forewords to the book and all these different commentaries added to it.
Sure.
Trying to interpret and put words into his mouth that he wasn't saying at all. Right.
Well, didn't the ADL put a foreword in one of the versions of Mein Kampf?
I believe that's correct. Yeah.
Like we're going to believe the ADL?
Yeah, exactly.
And their foreword? I don't think
so. Yeah, exactly. So that's going to with that. I want to kind of progress into what's called the Hossbach Memorandum. As I said, that was brought up at the Nuremberg trial. And that stems from a meeting which took place in November of 1937. And there was this gentleman, Lieutenant Colonel Friedrich Hossbach, was in attendance, along with quite a few others, you know, major people in Hitler's cabinet and so on. And
We are coming up on a break.
Okay.
So we'll pick this up. We will be back in 4 minutes.
All right.
Be right back.
given to panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000 during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Wayne from Canada. His websites are justiceforgermans.com, and you can go to it using the numeral 4, Justice for Germans, or the word F-O-R. You'll get to the same place. All righty. So pick up where you left off.
Sure. Okay, so I was talking, just wanted to introduce the Hossbach Memorandum, and then as time permits, we'll get back to the second book of Mein Kampf and why that's why I have some suspicions about that book and why one has to be cautious in reading that and applying some of the things that are in there. But let's go to the Hossbach Memorandum. As I said, it was something that was notes that were taken by Lieutenant Colonel Friedrich Hossbach. This is a meeting of Hitler and his cabinet, etc., in November of 1937. And he was in attendance there. That was on, let's see, that conference was on the 5th of November. And then later, about a week later, I believe it was, you know, he went off on his own and wrote down his own version of what had transpired, of everything that was said at this conference. This was not an official memorandum. There was not a, he was not a paid, you know, the secretary who was responsible to do this, to write it all down. There was no other signature on this memorandum except for his own. And it was written after the fact. I have, a copy of that, or at least the text of that document, but it's way too much to get into here, to read through. However, having read it, it's really not something that would be, you know, it really doesn't show anything as far as a policy of aggression is concerned. What it dealt with is potentialities in the world of, and particularly in Europe, of potentials for conflict in the future as Germany was, you know, progressing, trying to recover after Hitler came to power, and still dealing with this situation of, you know, having, you know, lost its so much territory, having this population of 80 million people to feed, having to try and, you know, grow its economy and so on. There was nothing in that document that was particularly, you know, could be seen as a prediction of a future war. But anyway, so this came, this term again, Lebensraum, came up over and over again at the Nuremberg trials, and they referenced also this memorandum, which was found, I believe it was in a safe in a bomb shelter or a subway station or something like this, 1945.
At the bus station in a locker.
The bus station. Yeah, something like that. Yeah. So, yeah, but and even as it was, even if you accept it as legitimate, there's really nothing to this document. So, but anyways, I'm going to read a section here from this comes from the IMT International Tribunals at Nuremberg, and this was the testimony of a Walter Emanuel Funk. And he was originally a journalist specialized in economics. He later became the Reich's press secretary in the Ministry of Public Enlightenment and Propaganda. He later became the Reich Minister for Economic Affairs, and later on became president of the Reichsbank, replacing Helmut Schacht, who was fired. He was being questioned by his defense counsel at this point in time, and he touches briefly on the Führer principle. That's, you know, the leader Führer principle, just at the very beginning, and then proceeds on to talk about Lebensraum. And so he's being questioned here by his own, I guess, being kind of prepped, so to speak, by his own defense counselor, who is Dr. Sauter. And Sauter states here, the summer of 1931, you've already told the court that you did not object to the leader principle for the reasons which you have stated. And Funk states, no, on the contrary, the leadership principle was absolutely necessary. Dr. Sauter states, on the contrary, you considered the leadership principle necessary for the period of emergency that had then obtained. Now I would be interested in knowing. There were other points of view, of course, also represented in the party program, in the party program, which worked out unfavorably later on and have, in the course of this trial, been used extensively against the defendants. I point out one example, for instance, the slogan of Lebensraum. You've heard it again and again during this trial. The defendant, Dr. Schacht, dealt with this problem also. Perhaps you can give us briefly your own position on this problem and on this question. So then Funk replies, the problem of living, Lebensproblem, he calls it, is no slogan. And the problem of living was really a problem for the German people at the time. By Lebensproblem, problem, in other words, that's just how it's pronounced in German, problem. And then Dr. Sauter interrupts him. He says, you mean Lebensraum? Funk says, or Lebensraum. It did not mean the conquest of foreign countries at that time. The thought of war was just as strange to me as it was probably to most other Germans. By Lebensraum, I meant the opening up of the world for the vital interests of Germany, that is, the participation of the German people in the profitable utilization of the world's goods, of which there was a superabundance. Whether that was to be done by colonies or concessions or international trade agreements, I did not trouble to find that out. The expansion of Germany in the world economy before the First World War was the decisive factor which determined me to become an economic journalist. The participation of Germany in the Romanian petroleum industry, the concession of the Baghdad Railway, the growing German influence in South America, in China, generally in the Far East, all this inspired me very much. At that time, already, I became acquainted with such men as Franz Günther of the Discount Bank, Arthur von Gwinner of the Deutsche Bank, Karl Helfrich of the Big Hamburg Importer, Witthoft, and many of the other German economic pioneers, and started on my profession with all the enthusiasm of a young journalist. Lebensraum was thus for me, at the time, the fulfilling of these economic claims, that is, Germany's participation in the world's goods and the abolition of the restraints which hemmed us in on all sides. It was sheer nonsense that Germany, on her part, should have to pay reparations and debts while the creditor nations, on their part, refused to accept payment in the only form possible, that is, payment in goods and products. That period marked the beginning of a great wave of protective tariffs in the world. I recall the American economic policy at that time. I recall the Ottawa agreements, and the mistaken economic policy led to a world economic crisis in 1929 and 30, by which Germany was badly hit. And Dr. Funk, have you finished? The defendant nods, and that's the end of that part of his testimony, although he testified for days and days and days and days on a variety of things. He himself was eventually sentenced to life imprisonment, but was later released due to his health problems.
Alrighty, we are going to break, and I want to just mention from an email from Joe, I always blow the punchline, that's why I never tell jokes. What Joe said was, the sun never sets on the British Empire, not even God trusts the Englishman in the dark. Okay, be right back.